Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. My name is CJ Bowens, and I definitely appreciate you guys for stopping in. So today we're going to talk about Blue Facing Krishan. I think I'm saying her name wrong. Probably Krishan. Croissant. Croissant. Krishan. I don't know. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Miss Rock. So we're going to talk about that, and then I kind of just want to talk about the influence and effect of toxic relationships like this and how social media has glorified it. And future CJ, if you will, go ahead and roll that intro for me. So a lot of y'all that's not in the know, you might not know who either of these people are. And if you are one of those people, thank the Most High that you're not, that these people are not on your timeline. They're not in your space. Like if you're completely isolated from them, thank the people in your circle. Because I'm going to go ahead and be honest and upfront with you. It's some bullshit. It's some nonsense. It genuinely, the whole situation from top to bottom is some nonsense. Starting with Blueface, low tier rapper that's literally only here because of the controversy surrounding his relationship. And then we have Croissant Rock, who is literally just unhinged to the point of it doesn't even make sense. But before we get to that, the first thing I want to do is kind of set the scene and give some of you guys an understanding of who each person is. So we'll start off with Blueface. He's from that LA Cali area. He's from that area or whatever. And he has a couple songs that are okay, but again, he's before the Krizan Rock thing came about. He was essentially known for just being a rapper. Well, he was known for being offbeat, but genuinely, it's almost as if he does it on purpose. A lot of his style, so like when old heads listen to Blueface, they actually don't call him trash, which is shocking because if the young generation think somebody our age is trash and the old heads don't, you sit there, because again, old heads hate everything, bro. Everything that we like, they do not like. They hate it. I can't believe basketball is played like this. Y'all don't do nothing but shoot threes and dunk and do dances. And y'all just got your little Fortnite emotes and your TikToks. And they just hate everything that we do. So it's shocking for them to say, yeah, we don't. We like Blueface, and he reminds me of E-40, wherever they see that comparison at. But mostly, he blew up. His first break was the song called Respect My Crippin'. I can't even lie to you, bro. Me personally, I'm not saying turn that Blueface on. I might play a couple songs, but it ain't gonna be no highly recommended ass shit. Like, it ain't gonna be, bro, turn on Stop Capping right now. On the set, on the gang, like no, negative. It's not gonna happen. But if you're a Blueface fan out there, I respect that. Just understand you will never get the ox in my car in your life. Moving on from that. Before he started rapping, he actually was a decent football player. He played quarterback. Probably the right build. He's about six. I think he's about 6'2", 6'3". Played quarterback. He wasn't bad. That's the one thing I won't discredit him for. He wasn't a bad athlete. So a little before he actually started interacting with Krishan to the magnitude that we see today, he was doing like celebrity boxing matches. He was getting in a little bit of trouble here and there, but essentially, he blew up for being quote unquote famous crip, blah 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 blah. He has a blue, what is it called? who is the dude's name on the $100 bill? He has that tatted on his face. Yada yada. He's one of these guys, fully tatted. Y'all know how that go. Nonchalant. I'm finna get real disrespectful with this thing for the longest. I'm finna get real disrespectful in this motherfucker. Yeah, alright. Bop. That's his whole thing. I can't even lie though. At one point he was blowing up very, very big, and he had a peak that was, you couldn't even really hate on it, right? So check this out. This man made the XXL list. He was featured on the same XXL list as DaBaby. I want to say Meg was a part of that list too. So I mean, he was surrounded. His freshman class was nice, right? But there was that. He's done very, very popular features. He's worked with Cardi B. He's worked with NLE Choppa. He's worked with some artists that are notable. Like, people can say what they want about Cardi. I feel a type of way about her, but you got a feature with her. Scratch that. It wasn't a feature. She featured on his song, Bust Down Tatiana. But you got a Cardi B feature, which a lot of people can't say. You know, even though she is known in the industry as a friendly artist, you know, not a lot of people can say she does features with them. But he did get that feature. He was a feature on the NLE song, and he's been a feature. He's had co-signs from Birdman and a couple other guys, which, despite how people feel about Birdman, that is a top flight co-sign. You feel me? I wouldn't be under him, but if he was advertising my music and he was supporting what I was talking about, I would definitely take that. That his name hold weight is essentially what I'm trying to say. So I mean, even outside of that, I feel like he's a low tier rapper, but he's had his moments where he could be on the up and up if his music actually improved. I won't hold you though, the music that he's been putting out lately, that shit bizarre. I won't even, like, it's bad. It's terrible. Bad. It's literally the music he put out now is not even known for the music. It's just about the wild ass shit Chrisan is doing in it. Like, it's a video, nobody really cares about the song. We don't even know the song. But it's a video where she's literally sucking this man's toes. And if you know, you know. You know what video I'm talking about. You don't know the name of the song, but you know what video I'm referring to. Cause everything just looks so out of place. Like, in one frame, she's shaking her ass, them little two scoops of ass she got. And then in the next frame, like, you see the tooth that she took out. They zoom into it, and then you just all of a sudden see Blueface throwing gang signs up, and she's sucking his toes. Like, it's so much going on. And if you like me, you, every so often, you indulge in a medicinal plant. This shit is tripping you the fuck out. You're like, why is she... what is, why, how do we get here? It's like watching porn, right? And you see the one scene when she walk in the door, and then the next scene you see Brett picking her up, got both of her legs on his shoulders, and he's just pile driving her. You're like, how did we get here? Can I get a backstory? It's literally, that's how his videos have been as of lately. So now that I've covered Blueface, let's move on to Chrisan Rock Baby. That's her name on Instagram. Chrisan, prior to this, I don't even think she was that bad. I think she was okay in terms of what she was doing on TV. I can't really speak. I know she has basically like a Bad Girl spinoff that she was on before people knew she was with Blueface. I can't really speak on that because I don't watch like stuff like the Bad Girls Club. I've tuned, like, not tuned in, but I've been around homegirls that watched it, but I know nothing about it. Like, if you put me in front of a TV with all of the members on there, I couldn't name one member. I couldn't. I just couldn't, because I don't watch it like that. But she's been on game shows where you compete athletically, and she's very gifted athletically. Like, she could probably go into the women's league and play and be one of the greatest players to ever play. She's very athletic. You can see clips of her playing 5-on-5 with Blueface, and my nigga, she run like a running back. Like, she's like that, bro. She's really like that. I didn't believe in myself, and then I was watching and I was like, oh, so you're really athletic as hell. Like, I don't like her. Again, I do not fuck with her, but I don't have no problem giving her her props and just being like, you're actually like that. I respect that shit. So you add on to that, she's from the DMV area, Baltimore. That's where her family originates. She's like a sister of six, I want to say. She has like 6-7 siblings, come from a big ass household. She does have a bit of a sad backstory. I'm not going to cover that for the purpose of this video because it's not the point. But she did have a rough upbringing, and I do want to state that while I'm not going to go into details of it, I do want to at least provide context. So even though I'm super hard on her, I don't want other people to be even more hard on her, because while my criticism is warranted, I still can look back in hindsight and go, there were some things her parents could have done better. And that's the situation for all of us. I'm pretty sure all of us feel like, to an extent, even if we have good parents, there were things they could have done better. But that's parenting in general. There'll be things I'll have to look back on after Anala gets older where I'll have to say, you know, I could have done that better. But that's how it goes. So according to Krishan, they've been messing around since about 2020. We don't really know. I didn't follow them. They weren't in my fucking rear view like that. They weren't in my bumper. I didn't have to watch it like I do now. So I don't know. But what I will say is, you know, she said they officially started dating on August the 15th, 2022. But as people know, we were seeing clips of them wilding out way before 2022. Way before it, we were seeing all types of shit. So I don't want to dive into what's recently yet. I just want to do basically a simple recap on everything that's happened. She has knocked this man out on camera. He has punched her dad on camera. They have fought on camera. They have leaked their sex tapes to IG. I can go on and on, on and on, on and on. They think it's the cutest shit in the world to be this generation's Ike and Tina. And there's nothing cute about this shit, bro. It's nothing. Absolutely nothing is cute about this. And as of recently, on camera, it looked like she hit Blueface in the head with a Hennessy bottle. She later clarified it earlier today and was like, well, it was a glass cup, not a Hennessy bottle, because if I hit him with a Hennessy bottle, he wouldn't be alive now. As if that makes it any fucking better that, oh, you didn't kill him, you just hit him, you just hurt him real bad. Yeah, we get it, bro. Like, no, that's shitty. That's very, very shitty. She's also beat up his mama and sister for whatever fucking reason, because she felt like it. It's just so much to unpack. Of course, he didn't punch her several fucking times. They've been passing licks for as long as they've been talking. It's so much disrespect and stupidity. And what's crazy about it is these motherfuckers was awarded with a show to show us that they be beating each other ass. Like, ain't no way as a cameraman, you're sitting in this room knowing damn well Krishan finna hit this nigga with a glass cup, and you just want to record that shit. Then to add on, it's almost as if they feed off this shit. And that's probably what it is. They feed off the fact that they understand that their relationship is very, very dysfunctional. And it speaks a lot to society today. There are a lot of people, they may not have a camera in front of them, but they real life hitting on their partner. They real life think this shit cute. Like, oh, if yo dick or your pussy good, you get punched on. That's how, if your pussy good, I get to beat on you. And they be joking, but they be dead ass serious. And it's concerning because you be sitting there like, damn, so you really be punching on niggas, bro? There's this whole social media thing where it's cute to be toxic unironically. Like, it's cute to punch on your girl and then tell her, that's okay, leave me like everybody else did. I only hit on you because I miss my grandma. Like, stupid shit like that that does not really make sense in the realm of making sense. People say whatever. And I don't know, bro. Maybe that's why I cannot really get down with dating right now. Because the second you start saying some, I can beat up the homegirls that you talk to, my nigga, you've lost me. I'm ready to jump ship. I'm not even with it no more. What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean? Oh, if your coochie, I mean, if your dick good, I'm gonna pop your tires. What the fuck does that mean? What do you mean you gonna pop my tires? Because I'm doing something right? But like, no, hell no. But this is where society is. In reference to how I feel about the relationship in general, I feel like it's mad fucked up that in the era that we're in now, there are people, genuine people. I'm not talking about me, because at the end of the day, I do this because I enjoy it. Whether I have one viewer or whether I have 5,000 viewers, I, you know what I'm saying, appreciate everybody that supports me. I'm here just to give my opinion, whether or not I have the views or not. I don't do this, like, I would love for this to be a source of income for me, but I do this because I enjoy it. But for the people that are looking for this to be a source of income, whether that be streaming content, makeup content, cooking content, gaming content, anything, you know, it's, I feel like it's very, very sad that if they wanted to blow up, all they had to do is go get somebody to be with them and punch on them, and they get thousands of views. But someone who's making unproblematic content, content that little kids can watch, content that anybody of any age won't find tasteless, they don't get the views that they deserve. It's very, very sad. And I'm going to continue to use my platforms to advertise to people and showcase other content creators, because we all shouldn't have to be slaves to a corporation, you know what I'm saying, if you don't choose that route. Some people, they don't mind working for another person, having their checks cut by another person. I get it. But for those people who don't want to do that for the rest of their life, this is the era where we can make that change. But we need those same people who share, you know, Blueface and Chrisean Rock. We need those people to share our other artists, especially in Mississippi, especially in Northeast Mississippi, where all we got is each other. I respect Sway Lee and Shrimp Life to the fullest, but they had to go overseas to blow up because they had minimal support here. I don't want to have to leave Mississippi to get 400 to 500 subs. I don't want to have to leave to get 100 to 200 subs when it's free to sub. It's free to support people and share stuff. You will share if I get in, you'll share the post if I get into it with somebody and it has 600-700 comments. If someone go live exposing, you know, download gay men, they pull in 1 to 2K viewers within the first 5 minutes. That's unfortunate as hell. And I just want things to change. I don't really know what to say other than that. Things can change, but only if we actually start supporting each other. It don't have to be monetary support. You don't have to tip or anything. You don't have to tip these people, as I'm sure they would like that. But you don't have to tip create content creators, right? They just want you to support them and be there. If I do a stream for 5 hours or somebody else, I'm not going to use me as an example because I love my support team. I love everyone who supports me in anything that I do. But if someone's streaming for 2 hours, would it kill you to pop in and just say hey to them? You never know. They can make that streamer's day. You could be that one viewer in that stream, and for you to acknowledge them, it would mean the world to them and keep them motivated and keep them going. You could pop in on someone who's going live on TikTok and just speak to them and say hey. You never know how much that could change their day just because you supported them for 30 seconds of your time or 10 seconds or whatever. You took 5 to 10 seconds out of your day to tell them hey, and I hope the stream goes well. I know it means the world to me. You know, I've had a stream with 10 viewers, I've had streams with 2 viewers. Either way it go, if you stop in and you talk to me and make sure, you know, I'm not feeling alone, it means the world to me. I don't expect to have 100 to 200 viewers. I expect some days for me not to have any because people have things to do. But if you stop in and you at least show your support once to people, you never know. That can motivate them to keep going. That can motivate them to not feel like a failure. That can motivate them to break their limits and just do more, bro. And I want to talk to y'all, you know, heart to heart as a content creator to viewers. Maybe as a voice to all content creators who find themselves like I was a year ago, where I just simply didn't want to make content and I didn't feel like people really wanted it. I've now, as of early this year, I've been motivated to put out more content than ever. And it's only due to, it took 2 to 3 people telling me, hey, you know, we need a podcast, we need an episode, for me to get back into this and fall in love with it again and want to talk to you guys and want to interact with you guys. Because I know that if I continue to push it and continue to be consistent, get better at my craft, get better at editing, get better at managing my stream, I'll attract more people. But I can only attract more people. You can only sell what you're offering. If you only sell once out of 5 months, no, you're not going to have a huge clientele. But the more you offer it, the more exposure you get, the more you put it out there, people will latch on to it at some point. It's a tedious process. It's not an easy process. Some people do go from 50 subs to 1,000, and I'm happy for them, but that's not the common thing. It's the grind, and we all are a part of it. So, you know, I do want to end it on the note of support anyone's grind, as long as it's productive. If they have a means to an end, if they have a goal in mind, support it. Doesn't have to be monetary. Just tell them, I got you, and I hope this goes well for you. You never know. Being kind in today's society can go so much further. Because I think what's lost in this society and what's lost in this era is empathy and just being kind. I'm telling you, bro. Just being kind to someone who might be having a rough day, you might change their life for the better. And you shouldn't do it for a reward, but you should do that because we all we got in this world. That's it. Especially in Mississippi, the state that mostly the other states, including the government, do not care about until it's voting time. They don't care about us. You don't see a lot of people from Mississippi make it to The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. You don't see them make it to Saturday Night Live. And I want to see more of that. I want to see somebody from Tupelo, Mississippi that actually claim from being down here make it. Whether it be me or anybody else, I want to see y'all on Saturday Night Live. I want to see you on a Hot Ones interview, bro. Like just eating wings and telling the world about yourself, things that they might not know. I would love to see that. I want to see you guys on, I'm trying to think of another show. I would love to see you guys on the MTV Awards and to be like, bro, I used to watch their content, or bro, I used to go to school with them. People in LA and the DMV and Florida have been doing it for years. A lot of these artists went to school with each other, bro. The fact that X and Kodak knew each other like since they were kids is crazy to me. Both of these niggas blew up. Both of these niggas have millions now. But they knew each other. And of course X passed away. But it's the fact that, just imagine how surreal that is. For you to go to, you used to go to class with this dude. You know what I'm saying? Y'all used to play the game at night. And now both of y'all are millionaires. That's something that can be accomplished if we all band together in Mississippi. That is something you can literally, if you two are both good at your craft as streamers or whatever content y'all create, y'all could literally be somewhere in Dubai or Jamaica or Costa Rica having mimosas and laughing about some shit in high school that happened that does not matter in the grand scheme of things, or even college. And that would be wonderful to me. I could literally go, bro, you remember we used to eat at Waffle House? We should go right now. And we could buy the whole damn menu twice over. Or you, bro, you know it used to be good back in the day? Lo Mein. Lo Mein from that Chinese restaurant in Fulton, bro. We should go out there and get some. And you can just reminisce like that. And content creation isn't for everybody. You know, some people are not built for that. And that's perfectly understandable as well. But I say this in anything that you do. If you don't hear anything else from me, continue doing it. Y'all tell me if y'all do content or anything of that nature, bro. Because I'll stop by and stream. I support all my boys stream. I may not stay for the full 4 or 5 hours. I might, if you do a 24-hour stream, I might not stay that full stream. But I will stop by and I will support you because I want you to understand that I'm here to see you make it. If you got music, man, I'll review your album on my podcast because I want to be that. I want to be the person who interviewed you before you blew up. And then I want to be the person that interviews you after you blew up too. Just because I want you to have that experience of someone's really asked me about my craft and about my motivation, about why I do what I do. I want that to be a thing for you. It's a surreal feeling and it's a good feeling that you're working so hard that people want to know why you do the things, why you do what you do, and how did you learn to perfect it. Same thing for makeup artists and people who cosplay. I want to know what's your thought process behind putting what outfits together, because that's a skill. Putting clothes on and matching everything is a skill, whether people want to admit it or not. I know guys and women, I can send in Walmart with $30 and they can come up with 3-4 fits and still have some change left over. You can't teach that. That's just something you have. I know people, you can give them $5 to $10 worth of makeup and they can make it look like they were just in a car accident. That's how good their makeup work is. They can legitimately embody what it means to look like Storm or Frost or any other character in any other scenario. That's a skill. So why shouldn't these people be on point with the dude that does Jada's hair? Why shouldn't these makeup artists and hair artists not be on par with these type of people that are in Atlanta? We know Atlanta has a bunch of talent. We know Texas has a bunch of talent. We know LA has a bunch of talent. What about the talent down south? What about Mississippi talent? Why can't we get that exposure? We know the DMV has talent. But I want Mississippi exposure. So I am going to end this episode with saying, if you want to do an interview of any type, whether it just be something you want to debate with me on a topic, you want to talk about this and you want to talk about that, reach out to me. We can definitely put this episode together and converse together. Thank you guys for listening. Y'all have a wonderful night.